Have you ever had one of these? It's a Klondike bar, and it's one of the best-selling treats in the world. And I bet right now you're thinking about their jingle. What would you do for a Klondike bar? People around the world have answered that question in a lot of different ways. I'd swim the English Channel. I'd walk 5,000 miles. And I'd act like a chimpanzee for a Klondike bar. The responses are always funny. But did you notice how the question and the responses were phrased? What would you do to earn this reward? Unfortunately, I've known people who put the same type of regulations on God's gift of abundant life. But we know that that's just not true. See how Paul addresses this error in his letter to the Ephesians? For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this, not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Paul turned the Klondike bar jingle on its head. Instead of what would you do to be saved, he's telling us that it's actually what would God do to save us. And I'm glad to say that the answer is everything. Our merciful Father God has moved heaven and earth to bring us back into communion with Him through the incarnation and the atoning sacrifice of His Son, Jesus. He gave Himself entirely for us that we might have life in Him. It is through Him that the work of our salvation has been accomplished, and it is through Christ alone that we are freely justified, put in right relationship with God. And it is by His Spirit that we turn to Him to acknowledge Him for who He is, our Lord and Savior, and surrender to Him our whole lives in order to receive the complete life He has for us. And while I like the crunch of a Klondike bar, I like knowing that Christ has already completed His redeeming work and brought me back into communion with our triune God even more. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.